Conditional use number 2015, Delaware Division of Facilities Management.
This is an application for an ordinance to grant the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a public service facility for the state police to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.3 acres more or less. This property is located southwest of Marbury Knoll Road, Road 284, 1,450 feet northwest of John J. Williams Highway, being Route 24, and 2,700 feet southwest of Cedar Grove Road, being Road 283. 911 address is not yet available for this vacant parcel, and a tax map ID is District 334, Map 12, part of Parcel 16.06. For the benefit of the record, if I may, I will pass down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. I don't believe you received it previously. And I can advise that the applicant did provide and submit a survey site plan with their application when they filed on February 18th of 2015. Delta did provide comments in the form of a letter dated April 7, 2015, a letter dated February 25th of 2015, and a support facility report dated January 23rd of 2015, referencing that the department has no objection to the recordation of the site plan as submitted to Delta. That a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service of Marbury Knoll Road from John J. Williams Highway to Cedar Grove Road will not change as a result of this application. The Conservation District also provided comments in the form of a memorandum dated May 4th of 2015, and they referenced that the site contains one soil type, that the applicants will be required to follow recommended erosion and sedimentation control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after construction, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, that on-site drainage improvements will be required, and that no tax ditches are affected. The County Engineering Office also provided comments through their Utility Planning Division. Again, in the form of a memorandum, it was dated today, May 7, 2015, and they reference that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area, that wastewater capacity is available for the project, that Ordinance 38 construction will be required, that sewer service has not yet been extended to the Gosley Creek planting area, that a connection point will be determined at a later date, that conformity to the Gosley Creek planning study and draft priority project memorandum dated April 1st of 2015 will be required. That the project area is located in the Gosley Creek planning area for sewer service and was recently annexed into the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. That the county completed a planning study to determine how service to the planning area will be provided. That the proposed Delaware State Police Troop 7 project was included in the priority project in the study, and a means for providing service was included as a work item. That the county recently requested its consultant to undertake further study of three priority projects to develop connection options, allowing for flexible construction timelines, and that Troop 7 project is one of those priority projects studied. That the report has been provided to the state, that easements and a pump station site must be provided to the county, that the county requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet county sewer standards and specifications, that a sewer concept plan must be submitted for review and approval prior to design of the sewer system, and that a checklist was for preparing a concept plan was attached to that information. And that's all I received to date.
All right, Sewer, thank you. Well, sir, I don't think there's any doubt about who's going to pay for your road, but go ahead. You may have the floor, and you are.
Thank you, sir. My name is Dean Holden with Becker Morgan Group. I live at 10 Rodney Road in Dover, Delaware, out of the Dover office. here tonight to discuss the project. With me, I have Major Evans and Major Hawkins of the Delaware State Police Force to answer any questions that are in their arena that I cannot, as well Mark DeVore and Larry Schrock are here from the Division of Facilities Management if we've got any questions that are in their court. Thank you for having us tonight. We're here to talk about the Troop 7 project. The project is being undertaken to replace the aging and undersized 6,000 square foot troop that's out on Route 1. We're proposing a 25,000 square foot troop building with an associated 7,000 square foot maintenance building that supports the troopers' activities. There's going to be a 100-person community room within the troop. There's a 27 or so spot front parking lot, 72 spot rear parking lot. The rear parking lot is a fenced, gated access, controlled, secure area that encompasses the back of the building and the maintenance building. The current troop has got about 58 total staff. This building is being constructed to support about 111 staff that are projected over the next 25 or so years. The property is zoned AR1, which is why we're here tonight for a conditional use for this project. It's on a parcel about 9.2 acres that was subdivided within the last year. We have talked to DelDOT quite a bit. Our traffic counts are really quite low, 168 total daily trips. A unique thing about the state police is that many of their troopers call in on the radio in the morning, so they don't have an influx of people at 8 or 5 during the day. It's really kind of spread out more across the day. No TIS, new TOA. As Mr. Lank mentioned, the supporting facilities report and low-no have been received. We've been to a plus meeting in April, in March. We just received their comments at the end of April and are responding to those. We have met with DENREC for stormwater management because it's a state project. DENREC will end up reviewing it. We've been through the initial SAS meeting with DENREC. We've met with the fire marshal's office to review the site plan and confirm that it's in compliant with the current fire regulations. And we had to make a little modification to the front walk, but we have done that as depicted in the graphic that's up on the easel. We've been meeting with Mr. Izzo and the engineering department. And we are working with Cape and Lopin, who you're going to hear from later, to support the construction of a sub-regional station as Whitman Reckart has recommended and was referenced by Mr. Lank. Tidewater is going to be the water service provider. They have water main on 24. We're going to bring a 16-inch main up Mulberry Knoll Road. We've got a simple entrance demanded by our limited traffic, and stormwater is going to be relatively easy to address here. We got very good infiltration rates in our stormwater testing. The stormwater from the site does go into the woods line above and just to the northwest and then on down to Love Creek tidal discharge. We're up at just over 22 feet or so in elevation at the site here. And so that's a brief summary of where we're at currently. Pleased to answer any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any for you. We'll start with Mr. Ross.
Yes, so in the plus comments, they mentioned something about tidal wetlands, or is the property, are there any tidal wetlands on
there? There are not, and there was a mix-up. Plus doesn't have the current tax map, and so Plus ended up holding their comments, and we got them a little bit late because they've narrowed them down to the 9.2-acre parcel. The 9.2-acre parcel, as you see there outlined in red, is all current agriculture. The larger parcel, and I forget the size, it was 100-some acre parcel that was subdivided about 8 months ago, and they were looking at that larger parcel, which goes all the way down to Love Creek, so it has tidal wetlands. We had a wetland and delineation done, none on our site. There's actually no wetlands right inside of that woods line either. There was also a phase one done on the property with no issues of concern raised.
I didn't think there was when I looked at it riding by today. What happens to the old troop when you, if you got this, what happens to the old troop on Route 1?
I don't have that answer, and Mark DeVore may be able to address that. I'm not aware.
It's not that important. I'm just curious.
It's not germane to our decision.
Yeah, it's not going to impact our decision one way or the other. In the Cape and Lopin, which we're going to hear in a little bit, they show some integration of roads. Are
yes.
you planning to integrate with the school district if that's approved? The road.
Yes, we have been meeting with Cape, with Brian Bassett and their engineers on a number of occasions. The site plan and the current graphics show what we're calling a limited access. There's going to be a gated access that essential personnel can utilize this to get into the school. That cross connection is also there for emergency purposes for either the school or the troop, and State Police Division of Facilities Management, Cape and Lopin have we've met 3 or 4 times to review that, and so we're you see that on the lower portion of the site about halfway back along that shared property line.
So the gated access will be on your side or on the Cape side?
they would have a gate on their side, but they would enter through the troop entrance and the troop parcel. And Cape and Lopin has expressed, you know, for janitor or principal or essential personnel to be able to get into the school quickly is an important thing for them. They've indicated that they're very comfortable, that the state police was concerned with excessive traffic there. Cape and Lopin is comfortable, as you can discuss with them later, of the accesses as I've described it.
Right. I presume you'll have to have some signage or maybe even two gates to keep people that aren't supposed to use that gate, because I don't see any turnarounds on their plan.
We've discussed that whole shared boundary would eventually be fenced, because we want to mitigate against parents trying to pick up kids or for sporting events or whatever else might occur. And so we've discussed that property line that runs generally east to west, that hole would be gated. Our current site plan shows from their limited access point to the west being gated on the troop parcel, and we have.
You're talking about this one right here on the side, this limited access here.
Correct, and that has been redesigned slightly, and so it's been pulled to the west slightly from where.
Up here.
Correct.
They show both on their plan. Okay.
Can I just follow? So, just the difference between this plan and what you have up there is that roadway now is entire, with the exception of the access point, the roadway is entirely on the state police property.
Correct. Originally in this process, we had envisioned to straddle this shared property line with an entrance. That didn't work for two reasons. One, the radius to take a right-hand turn out onto Mulberry Knoll would have impacted the residential property to the south. Second, CAPE is interested in using that portion of their property for athletic fields. And so we've pulled the main of our road wholly into the troop property, but still provided that break off for them to utilize just a little west of where it shows on the black and white plan you have in front of you.
I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that, because the plan we have still shows it with the property line basically the center line of that road, so that's mm-hmm. that's changed.
As it gets further west, it actually jumps over to the other side a little bit.
Correct. And our
there'll
and
be
our
a
current
temporary
plan,
access to their athletic fields, and then there'll be a road with gated that goes into the parking area and the main body of the school in that area.
Yeah, the school's main access is off of 24, and so that's where all of their buses, the students, teachers are all to utilize. And they had a limited essential personnel was the term I think that has been
right.
used that would have at
so none of that reader. Traffic's going to go through your entrance.
Correct.
Okay. That's where I was getting to. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll try not to hold the state police up. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Burton,
is the site fenced from the school or no? Just
the
road?
intent is that, and we have discussed with CAPE is. To fence the whole of that property line, so
your side of the property line.
Our current understanding and what we have discussed to date is that from where they break their entrance off to the west would be gate that would be fencing that state police project would implement. From where their entrance peels off to the east or towards Mulberry Knoll Road, likely is going to be Cape and Lopin fence, which might be on the property or just inside their side of the property line. We both share the concern that we want to mitigate parents trying to pick up or drop off or other traffic coming through that isn't intended. And to mitigate that, we've talked about fencing as the resolution.
But you're not talking about caging this whole site in, right? Just
no, that is correct. The state police, without the school being next door to us, we would have only a fence that encompasses our back parking lot. And so it ties into the main troop building and to the maintenance building, but encompasses the back parking lot, which is their secured card reader access only portion of the parking lot. The front parking lot, the entrance is all wide open, no fencing in front of the site, no fencing out by Mulberry Knoll Road.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
All right, sir. Ms. Cornwell, anything? Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Counselor?
Just one, we probably ought to do this just to make sure that the record's tight on this. Mr. Crouch is in the back, and he's going to kill me for this. But just if you could come up and just state whether the school district's in agreement with everything that's just been stated as far as those points of access. I know we're going to get to it in the school district's public hearing, but it would be worthwhile just so we know there's an agreement on all that.
For the record, Zach Crouch, Dave Spunford, I represent the Cape Lopin School District. Yes, we've been working with the DSP on, the sewer as well as the access. So.
Okay.
Yep.
Thanks. just said that's clear.
All right, sir. Thank you. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2015, Delaware Division of Facilities Management? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2015? Okay. Anyone on the commission? Yes, Mr. Burton.
One more question for you. What's the timeline on this?
The project could be put out to bid as early as this fall. If it is not going to happen this fall, the expectation is that it's going to occur in the spring of 16. We would have a approximate 18-month construction period. And so pending bid release and construction start, we could be 2 years out, 2.5 years out from opening the facility.
Thank you.
Unless you want to cut them a check and then they can start next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
Amen.
Sir.
I'm just curious if the state police have anything they would like to add.
Come on. I was going to let you off, but apparently Mr. Lank wants to hear from you.
I'm Robert Hawkins from the state police. I'm the major for Kent and Sussex County. The building we have at Troop 7, the present Troop 7, is 30 years old. I was at the grand opening in 1985. And it's an Anacoke home from those of you that from this area. It was built together like that.
Sure was.
And it's been a good troop for many years, it needs to be replaced. So we hope that you guys can help us with the proper zoning and everything we need to do to go forward and get it built so the troopers have something better to work with. And we've doubled the size of the troopers in that troop facility as compared to 1985. You had about 30 troopers, and now we're close to 60.
And this will all be on one floor, too, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a very nice building. It looks like a school, actually. It's very nice. And to answer your question, normally that goes to a feasibility study, decide if it's better to sell the property or to do something to, you know, a lot of times we give them the school districts, but being where that property is, it might be worth a lot more than our normal properties for the state police. So we might sell that property. And Mark's here, and he might know more about that than I do, but from facilities. But that's the normal process, is you have a feasibility study and then decide what to do with the property after that.
Hi, I'm Mark DeVore, Office of Management Budget, State of Delaware, Facilities Management. It's undetermined at this time, Commissioner, what's going to happen to the existing troop property. So it would have to be decision made after some study and consultation with state police, and usually excess property runs through office of management budget as well. So if there's no other political decision made with the property.
Can I ask? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Was there any consideration given to this being a sort of a more centralized location that has better access to a wider area?
Property in Sussex County is very hard to find when a decent amount of property. That was coming to, in reality, for the troop area, that is pretty central. It's a good location due to the Long Neck area. It's very busy for us. You have access to a major route, so it was about as good as we could find, actually.
You feel like at this location there would might be some improvement in response time and so on, or is that not really a function?
The biggest thing going on with response time is the trooper's car is like a mobile office.
Right.
Nowadays, much unlike when I started and the senior people, that you have a printer in your car, you have a computer in your car, you print your ticket out, and you don't have to go back, other than if you have a prisoner, they go back to the troop for a full 12-hour shift for the most part. And you can use the municipalities for processing prisoners. So when a trooper leaves and goes out really from his home, he can go out the full shift. And at some point during the shift, he's supposed to go back to the troop. But, you know, we don't want them to go back to the troop. We don't be homing pigeons. They don't want to go back to troop a lot.
They don't report in the morning and then go back in the evening.
Normally we go out, and the sergeant wants to see them at some point during the shift, but it doesn't have to be right in the morning or right in the evening.
Right, when it's best for them to do it, sure. What's the purpose for the community room? They mentioned 100-person
I was a troop commander for 8 years at Troop 3 up in Kent County. And, like, we have crime watch meetings, and I use Levy Court.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to be able to do that at your own facility. You'd love to be able to have a troop meeting at your own facility. Right now we have to use firehouses and things like that because our troops in Sussex County do not have a facility or a room big enough for us to house anything.
So there might actually be citizen meetings there and so on.
Yeah, that's what we encourage that for.
That's a great idea.
Crime watch and different things like that. Meet at the troop rather than meet at someone else's location.
That's a great idea. All right, sir. Anyone else have any questions? Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2016, Cape Henlopen School District.
Yes, this is an application or an ordinance to grant the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an elementary school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 25.4 acres, more or less. Property is located northwest of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, 500 feet southwest of Marbury Knoll Road, Road 284. 911 address is not available for this acreage. Tax map ID of District 334, map 12, parcel 45.01. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the survey and site plan for this application. Also provide a copy of a exhibit provided by the applicants on April 27th. It's a copy of the certificate of necessity, a referendum information, and a referendum approval doc. For the benefit of the commission. And for the just for information, on August 8th of 2014, DelDOT had reviewed the project and determined that a traffic impact study should be required and provided the guidelines for the district to review and prepare the traffic impact study report. On February 20, 2015, Davis Bone and Friedel provided comments to DelDOT for consideration. The DelDOT on March 3rd, 2015, again recommended that a traffic impact study be done by the developer prior to any action on this rezoning application. The February 19th, 2015, Davis Bone and Friedel Incorporated provided an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report. On February 19, 2015, Davis Bone and Friedel Incorporated again provided responses to the preliminary land use service comments, also known as PLUS. On May 4th of 2015, the Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum referencing that there are three soil types on this parcel that the applicants will be required to follow recommended erosion and sedimentation control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after construction, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, that on-site drainage improvements will be required, and that no tax ditches are affected. County Engineering Department provided comments from the Utility Planning Division in the form of a memorandum and reference that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area, that wastewater capacity is available for the project, that Ordinance 38 construction will be required, that sewer service has not yet been extended to the Gosley Creek planning area, that a connection point will be determined at a later date. Conformity to the Gosley Creek Planning Study and Draft Priority Project Memorandum dated April 1st, 2015 will be required. The project area is located in the Gosley Creek Planning Area for sewer service and was recently annexed into the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The county completed a planning study to determine how service to the planning area will be provided. The proposed school project was included as a priority project in the study, and a means for providing service was included as a work item. The county recently requested that its consultant undertake further study of three priority projects to develop connection options allowing for flexible construction timelines, and that the school is one of those priority projects studied. The report has been provided to the school district. Easements and a pump station site must be provided to the county. But the county requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet county sewer standards and specifications. County engineer must approve the connection point, and that the sewer concept plan must be submitted for review and approval prior to design of the sewer system. And again, that a checklist was provided for preparing a concept plan. Those two comments I just read from engineering are almost exactly the same as what I read into the state police. And I would anticipate that they're really talking about a one pump station and easements. From easements from both parties, but it would be one pump station. From one or both of these projects.
Right.
That's all I have. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen. For the record, I am James Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I am here on behalf of the applicant, Cape Henlopen School District. And if I can take 1 second on a personal note, I do want to say it gives me great pleasure to tell you that I am not here tonight requesting a conditional use change of zone or RPC for multifamily residential use. I'm not here requesting modifications to an RPC conditions, nor am I seeking large-scale commercial use rezoning.
And you have no idea how much pleasure that gives us.
This application before you tonight is a conditional use for an elementary school to provide safe and appropriate educational facilities for some of Cape Henlopen School District's youngest children in kindergarten through fifth grades. So it's not that often that I actually get to wear the white hat at these hearings, so I'm enjoying this.
The hair both.
I was going to say, it kind of matches the hair.
With me are Brian Bassett, who is the Director of Administrative Services for the district, Robert Fulton, who is the district superintendent, Zach Crouch.
It's been quite a night. We've had Roy Rogers and Robert Fulton.
Zach Crouch from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, and Tim Skavicki of Tetra Tech, who are the architects. Our presentation is going to consist of me explaining basically the reasons and how we chose this location, briefly the site design, and obviously we know that'd be subject to site plan at a later time if this is approved, and then the legal basis supporting our request. So I'm going to present the whole presentation, then all the representatives I stated will be available for any questions you may have. There was a exhibit book submitted and also a small packet of exhibits that I'll be referring to in my presentation. As I said, this is an application for a new elementary school for Cape Henlopen School District. The site contains 25.4 acres. It's obviously located next to the proposed new state police facility, which you just heard about. The land is currently zoned AR1. The site actually fronts on John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, has approximately 768 feet of frontage. On the east of the site, there are several residential lots. And also, as you already know from the other application, it has basically a 50-foot access that goes out to Mulberry Knoll Road. The north or rear of the site borders the state police parcel, and then there's also lands owned by the Dorman family. The west side borders lands of J.G. Townsend, Jr. and Company. Both the school district and the state police parcels were part of larger Townsend lands that have been subdivided out and being purchased. Part of the remainder of those lands are to our west. As stated, the proposed use is a new elementary school serving the Cape District, and I just want to give you a little background on why that came to be and the particulars of how the site was chosen. There are presently four elementary schools in the Cape District. Those schools have been functioning at an overcapacity level. The schools have needed to utilize pretty much any available space and also bring in modular units for classrooms, and by their nature they were substandard classrooms. Additionally, lots of the elementary school children who live in the Route 24 area currently spend a lot of time traveling on a school bus and fairly long distances on a school bus to attend either the Rehoboth Elementary School in Rehoboth, obviously, or the Shields Elementary School in Lewis. So most of the kids in this area are already being bused fairly long distances to get to those schools. So it became apparent that a new elementary school was needed, and that assessment was consistent with the district's 20-year plan that they had adopted back in 1999. And pursuant to that long-range plan, the new high school in Lewis has already been built, as you know, and the Beacon Middle School was constructed several years ago. And I think, as you know, that's located directly across Route 24 from this site. So this new elementary school would, in effect, complete the construction of new schools at the high school level, the middle school level, and the elementary school level. As required by state law, the district had to request a certificate of necessity from the State Department of Education for purchasing any land and constructing a new school. They did obtain that in October of 2013, and that's Exhibit A in the small exhibit book that, or packet that I submitted. In locating a new school, the district is required by law to have the approval of the Department of Education, the approval of the Office of Management and Budget, and also the approval of the Office of State Planning Coordination. So the district, in that process, identified 11 possible sites that would comply with the guidelines, criteria that the Delaware Department of Education uses, and also that were deemed suitable for use as a school site. So all 11 of those possible sites were submitted to the Office of State Planning Coordination for review by the state agencies under the PLUS process. All 11 of those went to PLUS. And after that review, after consideration of comments from the agency, this site was chosen. There were several principal reasons for this choosing the site. First of all, of course, it was available. You can't just, it has to be for sale or available to get it. It's located in the part of the district with the largest population growth projections. And of course, that directly relates to future student enrollment. Route 24, of course, is a main road. And that road already carries these same students, but carries them to Rehoboth or to Lewis. So it's not as if this is going to be new traffic. It's actually going to be the same traffic, but not going as far. And also, of course, the site would be closer to where these kids reside and would result in less time in traveling for them on the bus. And, of course, it just would locate the elementary school in the area with the highest amount of elementary school students, both at the current time and in the future. So based on all that, the need and the location were determined, but because in school building the state pays 60% of the cost of new schools, the district is responsible for the remainder. And as you know, revenue for school district comes from school taxes that are paid as part of our Sussex County tax bills. So a referendum was required by the school district for approval of a modest tax increase for the funding of the school. That referendum was held on April 2nd, 2014. It was approved by over 1,000 vote majority. Again, there's some information in the pack there, so the referendum was approved. And I think, as you know, in this day and time, a lot of these referendums aren't being approved. So obviously the residents of our district recognized that there was this need. The terms of the sale were finalized. Preliminary due diligence studies were conducted on the site. There was additional input from the state agencies. Preliminary design and architectural plans were developed, and that is what brings us here before you tonight with this conditional use request, hopefully to bring this effort to fruition. As to the specifics of the site development, the school will have central water. A lot of these are similar to the police department. We'll have central water for domestic use and fire protection provided by Tidewater Utilities. The site is located in the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District and will be served by County Sewer. As to traffic, as I already mentioned, the district school buses already pick up and drop off elementary school children in this area, so they already use Route 24 to travel to Rehoboth and Lewis. This location will reduce that bus traffic. District representatives also met with DLDOT to discuss the project. DLDOT did issue a scoping letter for a traffic impact study to review several intersections in this area and the site access. The traffic counts were completed last fall, and the TIS is currently being completed. And I'll be submitting to you some proposed conditions. One of the conditions of approval would be that all entrance and roadway improvements shall be designed and constructed in accordance with the DLDOT requirements, as will be issued in their TIS response letter. The site itself is cleared farmland. There's no federal or state wetlands located on the property. As was already stated in the state police hearing, on the original PLUS comments, there was some talk of wetlands and things, and that referred to the large Townsend piece, and they're in the back. They don't affect the areas where we are. There are no known archaeological sites or National Register listed sites on our property, nor are there any known state or federally listed endangered or threatened species on the property. There's no unique environmental conditions on the property, and the elementary school will not result in any negative environmental impacts. The shared Rehoboth-Lewis Fire Company substation is located on Route 24 in close proximity to the site, and if approved, the Delaware State Police facility literally could not be any closer to this site. In case the elementary school students get out of hand, the state police will be right next door. Stormwater management will be designed and constructed in accordance with the current DNREC and soil conservation regulations. They're the new regulations that were adopted in 2014. The site plan, as you can see, and you have a copy in front of you, as I said, there's 768 feet frontage on Route 24. The entrance would be directly aligned with the Beacon Middle School entrance. That is currently a traffic signal. I think it operates coordinated with the school. I don't think it operates on the weekends or things like that. That'll be coordinated, and obviously that intersection would be improved for entrance and turn lanes. The entrance road as it comes in would provide access to a car parking lot, which is located in the front, and a bus parking lot, which is located toward the bottom side there. The entrance road, again, would go around the rear of the property and eventually come out to that entrance that you were just discussing with the state police. And again, that would be a limited access use for, obviously, emergency purposes and some staff use. But the main entrance, the buses, people dropping kids off, teachers would be using the Route 24 entrance. It's depicted on there where the basically stormwater retention ponds would be located. The parking, there's 167 parking spaces required, 177 are provided, and there's 14 bus spaces provided. The school building itself is designed with a central area, as you can see, with two wings on the east and the west. The school building would have a total square footage of about 95,000 square feet. About 73,000 would be on the first floor, about 20,000 on the second floor, and then there's 2,000 on the third floor, which would strictly be a mechanical equipment type building on the top. The building is designed that there could be future expansion if needed. The way it's set up, it can just be expanded out. There are two large multi-purpose fields to the rear of the site. They're very large. Each one's approximately 250 by 350 in size. And also directly kind of behind the school and kind of contained within the two wings would be a playground area for the children. Again, this is an elementary school. Just note that any equipment in there would be conformed to national standards and things of that nature for safety. I mean, everything with the building and the grounds ultimately are kind of geared towards safety with the children. As to the legal support for the application, the parcel is located in an investment level 2 under the strategies for state policies and spending. Investment level 2 are areas where growth is anticipated by the local, county, and state plans in the near future. And that certainly describes this area. As you know, this is an extremely growing area. And in addition to the investment level, as I said, the district worked very extensively with the Office of State Planning Coordination in choosing this site. The site is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area, which is one of the growth areas designated in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This is an area where growth and development is directed, and obviously that growth needs these types of services, the state police and educational facilities. As I said, the area is currently zoned AR1. Educational institutions are specifically recognized as a conditional use that may be permitted by the county in the AR1 district. And as stated in the zoning ordinance itself, conditional uses are generally of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. And the proposed elementary school is totally of public character, and education, health, and development of the young children in our district is without a doubt one of the most essential and desirable things we are trying to accomplish, both for the immediate impact and for the long-term welfare of Sussex County. So with that being said, I would like to submit some proposed findings and conditions for your consideration. I'll read the conditions. They're fairly short. There were similar conditions that you had placed on some other school applications in the past. The site will be served by central water and the county sewer. All entrance roadway improvements will be designed and constructed in accordance with DLDOT requirements. All lighting shall be located so as to not impact traveling motorists on or neighboring properties and shall be directed toward the interior of the site. A 20-foot forested buffer will be provided and maintained along all residential lots along the northeast boundary, and that's where the residents are located. And you can see on here, there would be this boundary along there with the residential properties. And of course, the elementary site plan would be subject to preliminary and final site plan review by the commission. And I will give those to Lawrence to distribute to you.
Thank you.
And with that, that would conclude our presentation, other than any questions you might have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Well, in this time, we'll start with Mr. Burton.
The the pump station that is going to be shared between this and the state police, who determines that, where it goes? And
I'd like Zach to answer that. I believe it's Mr. Izzo, but I...
For the record, Zach Crouch with Davis Bond and Fidel. Yes, we met with the county, and Whitman Reckhart has done a study with two or three different options, and of course there's been an option that has been determined, and there'll be a shared pump station probably in the vicinity of here that's going to serve both the police station and the school, and then eventually go up and dump into the regional station near Welch's Pond-ish. Actually up there near the automotive place up there.
Charlie?
Yes. That's where the county has already has a plot, I think, 50 by 50 for the regional station. So that's going to be in conjunction with the sewer here. So
this, the proposed pump station would just serve these two?
That is correct.
Okay. On that site plan, it shows the road kind of that's coming from the proposed state police thing kind of through the parking lot. And on this plan, it looks like it's a much better design.
We submitted a revised plan.
Well, this looks better than that.
Well, this is, the first plan was based on the stormwater management facilities not being in other locations. Once soil tests were done and infiltration tests were provided us by the geotech, and also our meeting with Denerec, we had to relocate our stormwater management ponds, which really helped us separate the infiltration ponds from the fields, but also, you know, runs in that location. That's the reason. That was the plus submission. But as you can tell, the facility was here, and infiltration ponds have to be 150 feet from existing septic fields. Well, there's some existing septic fields that are, there's one or two of them in this location here, so we had to relocate the stormwater management. But there again, that was based on going through PLUS and also meeting with Denerec.
But is there any way I can just envision, not that I'm a state police officer, but if that was to be approved and I was going to exit quickly out to 24, I'm driving right through the staff parking lot.
Yeah, but there's minimum. It's either that or this other way. You're going to have, we would have to relocate the parking over here. I mean, it just.
Okay, as a point.
And just to kind of go over the road itself, I mean, this access is very limited. We're going to have a gate in the location of where it ties into the state police entrance. There's also two gates that are going to be located here, which is going to be for the bus and also any exiting traffic. That way the school can limit who uses that facility.
Okay.
Or the access route.
Would that be similar gate, excuse me, Mr. Burton, but would that be similar to the gate they just finished in the Sussex Tech project? They just put all new gates in at the entrance next to the
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be similar to that, yes. And we still have to, we've actually, the architects are actually putting a spec together for us to submit to the fire marshal because, of course, they got to, you know, reveal it and stuff like that as well.
That's a rolling gate that goes off all to one side.
I don't think it's going to be a rolling gate. It's not going to be that, you know, intense. It's just going to be something that they can manage the ingress, egress of traffic.
Just trying to think of what it was going to appear to look like. Thank you.
The Del Dot improvements, are you, I guess as a school's got to follow the same.
Yes, the same protocol. I mean, we've actually had several meetings with them, and it's a matter of working out the improvements. I mean, this access across from the Beacon Middle School is going to be a full lighted intersection. So that's where all the main entrance is going to be. I mean, it's not going to be, you know, through the Delaware State Police. I mean, and any improvements between that and Mulberry Knoll Road we're responsible for.
Is there any talk of widening that 24 at all under this?
No, just the lanes that we have. There's going to be a protected, you know, going into the middle school now, there's a left with storage of, I think it's 250 feet. And, you know, so we'll have one on the westbound side, too.
Okay, so you will carry it past this intersection.
It's going to be a four-way intersection, basically.
Okay. And all of that will come when the TIS?
Yes. The improvements have pretty much been worked out with us and Del Dot. I mean, we're just finalizing everything right now. Okay. Because there's a multi-use path also that's going to be included, which runs along the frontage of the property.
That's my next question. So, thank you. And what would be the timeline on this?
Hi, I'm Tim Skibicki from Tetra Tech. We're hoping to break ground in the fall so that we can start the site work before winter sets in. So, and then we'll be complete in about a year and a half after that.
Thank you.
Is that the fall of 2015?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's aggressive. Thank you.
No further questions. Okay, thank you. Mr. Ross.
Just curious, I was looking at the numbers of enrollment here, and supposed to be a retirement community coming for tourism. Where in the world are all these kids coming from? These old people are really active, I guess. You have to wonder.
I won't put that
just,
in that.
Just to dovetail on Mr. Burton's questions regarding the intersection, isn't Mulberry Knoll and 24 supposed to have a light put in at some time here in the future? Isn't there a planned lighted intersection there?
But it's always been a desire from the residents there because of some traffic issues they've had there, and actually one that just happened a couple weeks ago, last week.
Motorcycle guy got.
But, you know, with the intersection, you know, they're not going to have, you know, two lights within a couple hundred feet of each other. And we've already, there again, discussed the location of the light and improving that signal to a four-way intersection, basically, because you have the middle school on one side and you have the elementary school on the other side.
That's what I was getting to. You know, if they do put a light there, I mean, are they going to be sequenced the time so that
if Del Dot decides to do that, yes, it would have to be sequenced. But there's going to be some improvements that we're going to have to provide up to Mulberry, too, just a right turn lane that they want us to extend just to try to get traffic off of 24. But there again, there's minimum improvements up at Mulberry in 24.
Right. Speaking of 24 and that intersection, you would have to anticipate that there'll be some pedestrian traffic, either siblings going back and forth or parents walking. What's the crossing pedestrian? How are you going to handle pedestrian traffic going from the elementary school to the middle school?
Yeah, all that's going to be, all that will be incorporated into the traffic signal. That'll be fully redesigned with pedestrian crossing because, you know, the middle school will be using, I mean, the fields, there's a possibility they could be using their multi-purpose fields for some other activities. So there's going to be a pedestrian access from one side of 24 to the other side.
Consideration given to an elevated access so they don't have to cross that grade?
I'm sure the elevated is pretty much out of question just because of a cost perspective. I mean, as long as it's at a signalized intersection, you can control pedestrians.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about kids that aren't necessarily mature, right? Mr. Fuqua, you mentioned that the middle school across the street, that's a CU too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
we did that one about 8 years ago.
Okay. And the last question is, I mean, do you need any height variances for the 42 feet? You're going to dwell under those?
Yes.
Okay, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Cornwell?
I actually have a question. Have you considered continuing the sidewalk along the north side of the student drop-off area to the multi-use path to reduce the amount of length the kids have to walk to get into the site?
From here?
Yeah, go up to the other side.
From here?
Sidewalk stops, and then, because if you're coming south, kids aren't going to walk.
Connecting these two?
Yeah.
We can.
Okay.
Just for whatever it's worth, too. The pond actually went this whole way, but it's been adjusted because of the 150 feet from the septic system. That's come. It's pulled down some, so we can extend the sidewalk to the multi-use path.
Thanks.
Anything else? Okay. Mr. Lang?
No question.
Okay, Council.
This may not apply because it's the school district and the state sort of both involved, but the DLDOT require any dedication along Route 24 for future expansion? You know, like widening a 24?
Just their typical 10 feet.
Oh, okay. So they didn't, yeah.
And their easement for the multi-use path.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Right. Just because that's come up on a couple of different applications we've had on that, you know, about roadway improvements and widening it and all. So, okay.
Yeah, can I expand upon that? Because that was a question that came up because a year or so ago, there were references made through DLDOT that there was the intent to basically dualize from, well, now it would be closer to Plantation Road up to the Love Creek Bridge. And that would be, this would be right in the middle of it pretty much.
Yeah, the improvements, they do have shelved plans for 24, and our improvements are going to incorporate those. So if they ever do get funding and do those
improvements. What kind of plan did you say?
Shelved.
Shelved, that's what I thought you said.
It means that they're designed and DLDOT shelved them because they don't have any money.
Yeah, I understand.
So, but our improvements are going to incorporate, so if they ever do something out there.
So you get your improvements in, and then they may connect your improvements to the Plantation Road improvements, and they might go the other way.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
That's all I had, thanks.
All right, gentlemen, take a seat, if you would, please, nearby, and we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2016, Cape Henlopen School District? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2016? Yes, sir, come on up.
Good evening. Jim Schneider, 20601 Annandale Drive.
Okay.
In Lewis. I'm not in opposition to the school. As a matter of fact, I voted for it.
Okay.
I really have a question.
Okay.
Is there enough storage area for parking cars for the parents that come to drop off the kids and pick up the kids in the afternoon? Because I've seen at times, currently, people backed up on Route 24 trying to make the left into the Beacon Middle School to pick up the kids, and they just back it up past that distance because there's no space for cars to park in there to pick up their students after school.
Okay, I'll get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Crouch, you want to respond to the gentleman's question?
As you refer to the site plan, the way it was laid out is to provide as maximum storage as possible. In front of the building, on the site plan that's provided, you see a drop-off area. So you have two lanes, which is basically a through lane.
Excuse me, just for a second. Sir, why don't you come on up here and where you can see what he's pointing to and so on. In fact, I should have invited all of you, and I wasn't thinking, to anyone who wants to come look at the boards. Go ahead.
Okay, we have a large storage length of through lane, and there's a separate drop-off area for the kids, so for students. So if kids are dropping off or picking up their kids, there's always a flow of traffic through the site.
Well, what I'm worried about is the people that are coming in and waiting for the kids to come out of school because they are there earlier than school is let out. That's a, I just want to be sure that there's enough space for that.
Sure. Okay. Sure, go ahead.
I'm Brian Bassett from Cape Henlopen School District. We've actually taken that into account since we have our school across the street at Beacon Middle, and we see the traffic back up there with the number of parents that are choosing not to ride the school bus. So on the first design of this, the loop, which is much smaller, and it was probably normal size for every school district in the state of Delaware, but we went to Tetra Tech and said, we want to be prepared that we do not have a situation like we do at Beacon. So that area across the front, we counted it out, and I can't remember the exact number, but it was 40% larger than the Beacon queue area, so that we can bring them all the way across the front of that property, which is longer than the Beacon stretch, and all the way around that half moon shape and have them stack there. We also are hoping to get the students back on the school bus. I mean, with opening the school in this location, you know, we have a lot of parents at Beacon and this school that are choosing to drive them because they don't want to be on the bus for an hour, and there's three per seat. So with this opening up, we're hoping to have minimal, you know, 20, 30 students on a school bus instead of 60, and a 20-minute ride instead of an hour. So we believe our numbers are going to go down for parent drop-off, but we've still designed it if that doesn't happen, if everyone shows up at the same time. The other thing we're in discussion to do is to stagger the start times of the school so that we don't have, you know, all that traffic occurring at the same time. These schools that right now is proposed and being discussed for an hour difference.
Okay, good idea.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, anyone else wish to speak in opposition or just has a question? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is the change of zone number 1771 B. Ray Investments, LLC.
Bear with me a second, please.
Yep, take your time.